to take a look at what your heart knows, what your essence knows, what your truth is with regard to your stories around how you mothered, how you were mothered, how you mother yourself. Another kind of mother is about rewriting the scripts around our ideas of mother and mothering across cultures, historically and spiritually, in order to free both women and men from within the constraints of a dying paradigm. And all of this in service to creating a more beautiful world. I'm Delphine, and I'm really glad you're here. I come to this with a very complicated relationship with this concept of mother and mothering on a personal level. I was the firstborn of a 21-year-old who then had three additional children in quick succession in a period of 5 years, and was essentially a child being raised by a child. A child who was following society's vision and version of what she as a woman should do in the early 60s. And as the opportunity came to me at the age of 19 to be a mother myself, I knew that I didn't have the skills, I didn't have the emotional capacity to provide a child with a good, healthy, resourced home. For decades as an adult, I additionally made a very conscious choice not to have children. Again, because I did not feel resourced. I was doing lots of intensive therapy. I did 12-step work for decades and still felt emotionally like a child and would get continually caught in loops in my relationships where I was reacting from a very regressed place. And despite all the work I had been doing that would make small shifts in the moment, but in terms of making ongoing permanent shifts, that hadn't happened. When my former partner and I were 40, we both simultaneously were given the message, is the only way I can describe it, to have children, to raise children, I should say. And we tried on the idea of physically bearing a child. And each of us, my former partner is a woman, came to the conclusion that that was not a fit for us. And when we made the choice to research adoption, all of this progressed very easily and naturally and felt like a destined path. And to this day, I know that this was our path. We successfully adopted an infant, a 5-week-old infant. We were both 42 years old. And she is now 20. What was increasingly apparent as my daughter was young And my former wife continued in her work, which involved a great deal of traveling, often internationally, when I was left to be the parent, the solo parent. A piece of me got triggered into that childlike behavior that still had not been healed, still had not been remedied, where I was, as my mother was, a child trying to raise a child, not feeling emotionally resourced. And once I was in that place, that triggered trauma response place, I didn't have the tools to get myself out of it. And as a result, my daughter had the sense that I didn't like her, which was the farthest thing from the truth. I adore her. I absolutely love her with all of my heart. And yet at the time, on a certain level, I was not able to fully access that. And she, as the very intuitive child that she is, knew that. She sensed that. It's not that it wasn't there. It was in part that it expressed as a resentment, because again, I was reacting from the place of feeling like a child who had been abandoned in the care of another child, or to care for another child, rather, and in the care of another child, in the case of my mother and myself. As my daughter came into her teenage years, the propensity towards clashing increased greatly, as it does with any teenager. And while I had never, ever been physically abusive, the emotional reactivity that I was displaying in this relationship was wholly inappropriate and ultimately damaging. And it was not my daughter's fault. It was not about anything that she did. While her behavior may have triggered it, my response was massively outsized. And in that those moments, I felt incapable of accessing any other behavior. Simultaneously, I was in a very mysterious feeling, synchronistic feeling way. I was invited, as I know now, to have been the trajectory that my soul came here to follow. I was invited into work that would ultimately serve to create a healing for this relationship and ultimately the vision being to create healing for others here on this planet. This, on so many levels, is still a work in progress. But what this involved was a great deal of very painful dismantling of not only the stories of my relationship with my daughter, but the stories of my relationship with my mother and the stories of the relationships of women in our ancestral line as mothers.
in their roles as parents, in their roles with how they were mothered themselves, and then how they subsequently stepped into those roles or not. In the case with my daughter, I was invited, I know now by spirit, by my guidance, by my soul self, to step away from the dynamic that my daughter and I were caught in. And the way this manifested was in my moving to a town an hour away so that I could have time during the week to attempt this healing work and have the weekends with my daughter. It ultimately didn't manifest in that way, in that my daughter absolutely understandably felt incredibly abandoned in this new form of our relationship. And yet I knew on a soul level that this was the work that needed to be done to heal things for us and others down the road. And despite the deeply painful nature of what this circumstance required, it was a journey that I knew I had to walk forward with. As is the case with all of our experiences in the world, we receive an outpicturing of our inner experience in the form of others in the world. And in this case, because I was absolutely pummeling myself with guilt and shame around this seeming inability to follow through with this commitment that I had made to be a daily hands-on parent with my daughter, the reflection I received in the outer world from extended family, from friends, from community, was that I was in fact to be ashamed, that I was in fact guilty and wrong and not loving. It took an enormous amount of work to come to an understanding that this again was the work that I was being called to in order to ultimately heal this dynamic. And this process of peeling away these layers of guilt and shame and being able to come back to that soul knowing is what ultimately would bring me back to knowing the essence of myself, knowing the essence of this being I came here into the world as, this essence of love that is the same for each and every single individual person on the planet. It is my belief that when we each can come back to a deep understanding, a knowing, a reclamation of this essence of ourselves, the outpicturing in the world is going to change dramatically. We will not be participating in wars. We will not be devastating our environment. We will not be hurting ourselves and creating disease within ourselves, because when we know that essence of ourselves as love, we don't do these harmful things. And this, of course, is a much longer, much deeper, multi-layered story that I'll be dropping in here throughout the weaving of other stories around mother and mothering. I wanted to drop in this chapter of my own story to give you a sense for where I come to this with. And while my story is continuing to evolve and unfold and reveal many, many more gorgeous layers, it is a journey that, despite the difficulties, despite the guilt and the blame and the shame and the rage and all of the challenges, is one that I pray serves both in my relationship with my beloved child, in my relationship with my family, and ultimately to serve you in your relationships, your opportunities to take a look at your own stories and see if there's any ping of resonance, whether it's in my story or anyone else on this podcast, to take a look at what your heart knows, what your essence knows, what your truth is with regard to your stories around how you mothered, how you were mothered, how you mother yourself.
Thanks for joining me on Another Kind of Mother. If you enjoyed the podcast and can review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it'll help this message reach more people. And a special thanks to Wendy Colonna for our theme song called Shine.